弟兄姐妹早晨平安。
Morning and peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主早晨还能够在他的面前一同来敬拜赞美。
We thank the Lord that this morning before His presence we can worship Him.
我们感谢主上一周借着年长弟兄对我们说了些劝勉的话。
We thank the Lord our elderly brother has encouraged us with the word of God last week.
特别我们从弟兄身上我们实在是看见主的恩典是何等的丰盛。
Especially from our brother we can see how bountiful is His grace.
因为我可以做一个见证。
Because I can testify.
因为我们弟兄啊原本他站十分钟都很艰难的。
Because our brother was even difficult for him to stand for 10 minutes.
但是我们看见主的恩典实在是扶持了他。
But by the grace of the Lord that sustained him.
在上一周他能够啊站一个多钟头。
The last week he stood here for over an hour.
不仅能够站着
Not only he could stand
他能够把主的恩言能够传讲给弟兄姐妹
But he can share the gracious word of the Lord
我们为着弟兄姐妹能够从弟兄的交通分享里头得着许多的激励我们感谢主
And we thank the Lord for all the encouragement from the fellowship from our brother
当我在主面前寻求的时候
When I was seeking before the Lord
我当然很羡慕弟兄上个礼拜有中弟兄做他的那个 backup、
And of course, I was a little envious of last week. Our brother had a backup of Philip Jones, our brother Philip.
但是我想了，我没有这个站的问题。
But I thought I didn't have a problem standing.
所以我想我大概就不能有 backup.
So I shouldn't ask for a backup.
就没想到呢，大概3天前。
And about 3 days ago,
我就开始有点点症状。
And I start to have some symptoms.
越来越严重
and it got worse
就咳嗽越来越厉害
and I started coughing really badly
我就想说哎呀那个可能是真的是需要有 backup
so I thought oh maybe I really needed a backup
但不好意思再麻烦钟立兄做我的 backup
but I couldn't call on Brother John again
我就是只好倚靠主的恩典
so I really relied on the grace of the Lord
那早晨有一点点负担
this morning I had some burden
弟兄姐妹一同来交通弟兄相爱
I want to share with brothers and sisters about love as brethren.
我不知道弟兄姐妹对这个题目熟不熟悉。
I don't know if you're familiar with this topic.
但这个题目非常的重要。
But it's very important.
我们弟兄上一周告诉我们。
Our brother told us last week.
神的教会在地上只有一个目的。
That there is only one purpose for God's church on this earth.
这个目的是什么呢
？What is that purpose？
就是为我们主耶稣基督做见证。
That is to testify for our Lord Jesus Christ。
虽然主的教会在地上可以有还有许多其他的事情
，Even though there are many other ministries of the church on this earth，
但这是最主要的一件事。
But the most important ministry that they have，
就是为我们主耶稣基督做见证。
Is to testify for Lord Jesus。
所以早晨愿意借着弟兄相爱这个题目，让我们一同来思想。我们应当如何为我们主耶稣基督做见证
？So through this topic of brotherly love or love as brethren, may we learn how to testify for the Lord.
早晨有我把这个时间分成三段。
This morning we'll divide this topic into 3 subtopics.
第一部分我们要讲到弟兄相爱的见证。
First, we want to talk about the testimony of this brotherly love.
我们要读启示录第三章。
And we'll read from Revelation chapter 3.
第二段我们要讲到弟兄相爱的命令
And the second we'll talk about the command for to love as brethren
我们要读一段经文
And we'll read the scripture
第三段我们要讲到弟兄相爱的实行
And then we'll talk about the exercise of this brotherly love
我们也会再读一段的经文
And then we'll read another passage
请弟兄姐妹先打开圣经到启示录第三章
We'll open our Bible to Revelation chapter 3
启示录第三章我们要从第七节读
We'll read from chapter 7
我们从第七节读到第十三节
from verse 7 to verse 13
我先从头读完再请弟兄翻译
I'll read all the way through and our brother will translate
你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关关了就没有人能开的说我知道你的行为你略有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名看哪、我在你面前给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人乃是那说谎的我要使他们来在你脚前下拜也使他们知道 我是已经爱了你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候免去保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都就应当听。
Chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one will open, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and make them know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it any more. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，因为你是那圣洁真实的主。
Because you are a holy, true God.
主，你已经借着死败坏那掌死权的。
Through death, you have rendered powerless the one who holds the power of death.
主，你又复活升上高天的宝座。
And you resurrected and risen to the throne in heaven.
主，你手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
Lord, in your hand is the key of David.
主，我们在你面前实在是说要敬拜，要赞美。
Before you, we want to worship you and praise you.
主，愿早晨你借着圣灵向教会所说的话。
This morning, may you speak to your church through your spirit.
主啊，我们都能够听见。
And we might all hear your words.
但是主，我们还要向你求一件事。
Lord, we want to ask you for one thing.
就是你的圣灵在我们每一个心里头来向我们说话。
That your Holy Spirit will speak to each one of our hearts.
主，给我们恩典。
May you show us grace.
主啊，叫我们听了能够明白。
As we hear your words, we might understand your words.
我们明白了能够遵行。
After we understand your word, we might follow and obey.
主，好像你在地上能够得着你自己的见证。
That you can gain your own testimony on this earth.
我们把每一个人都仰望在你的恩典中。
We lift up every one of us into your grace.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上一周我们弟兄告诉我们，以弗所教会他们离弃了那起初的爱。
Last week, our brother shared with us that the church of Ephesus has departed from their first love.
我们知道神在他的教会中，他要做一件事。
We know our God will do one thing in His churches.
就是要恢复他的教会到那起初的爱里。
That He wants to restore His churches back to the first love.
我们知道在启示录这里，圣灵向七个教会的七封书信。
We know in Revelation these seven letters to the seven churches.
在七个教会当中啊，有。只有两个教会没有受责备。
Only two out of these seven churches did not rebuked by the Lord.
其中一个是士免拿教会。
One is the church of Smyrna.
它是一个为主受苦的教会。
And、it was a church that endured tribulation for the Lord.
士免拿的意思乃是就是一个受苦的意思。
The meaning of the name Smyrna means tribulation.
他们能够在那里为着主的缘故，他们能够受苦。
Because of the Lord's sake, they endure hardship.
我们看见他没有受到主的责备。
And the Lord did not rebuke them.
但在七个教会当中，就有一个教会不仅没有受到责备，他得着了主的称许。
And now there is one church among the seven, not only that was not rebuked by the Lord, but the Lord also commended them.
就是我们刚刚所读的这一段圣经，那腓拉铁非教会。
That's the passage we just read about the church in Philadelphia.
那腓拉铁非教会有什么特点呢
What's the nature of Philadelphia?
我们如果读看第八节的地方
，If we read verse 8,
我们看见主知道他们的行为。
The Lord knows their deeds.
就像主知道其他几个教会的行为一样。
Just as the Lord has said, He knew the deeds of other churches.
他们并不是一个很轰轰烈烈的一个大教会。
They were not a very big church.
但他们却有一个实际的行为。
But they have a true deed.
他们不是单单的听到。
And they do not only listen to the sermons.
他们乃是领受了主的话语以后，他们就遵行。
But they received the word of the Lord and they obey and followed.
主的话还说，他们略有一点力量。
The Lord also says you have a little power.
让我们看见他们并不是一个像今天的 mega church.
They're not like a mega church of today.
他们力量虽然不大。
They might not have great power.
他们只有一点点。
They have a little.
但是他们却用这一点点力量完全的来为主站住。
But with the little power that they have, they stood for the Lord.
来为主做见证。
They testify for the Lord.
就像我们弟兄所提到那单纯爱主的玛利亚。
As our brother shared about the purity of Mary.
虽然玛利亚所有的不多。
Even though she did not have much.
但是她略有一点点。
She only had a little.
她把她所有的都倾倒在主的身上。
But she poured out her all on the Lord.
就让我们看见腓拉铁菲教会他们有这样的一个特点。
We see the Church of Philadelphia has this character.
他们略有一点力量。
They had a little power.
他们也遵守了主的道。
And they have kept the word of the Lord.
他们的生活就是遵守主的话语。
And their life was about keeping the word of the Lord.
他们没有弃绝主的名。
They did not deny the name of the Lord.
我们看见他们乃是在那里为着主自己做见证。
For the Lord himself, they bear testimony.
但是在这样的一个教会，他从主所得着的一个赏赐是何等的大。
And for such a church, they have received great reward from the Lord.
主说他在他们腓拉铁菲教会的面前呢，给他一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
The Lord says in the Church of Philadelphia, He had given an open door that no one can shut.
这个门是向着主是敞开的。
And this door is open to the Lord.
主在他们中间。是做主的。
The Lord is truly the master among them.
这个门也是敞开的。
And this door is also open.
让我们看见他们能够把主的见证能够传扬出来。
That they can bear the testimony of the Lord.
第九节更让我们看见。
And verse 9 also tells us.
主叫撒旦一会的人在他们脚前下拜。
That the Lord will cause the synagogue of Satan to bow before their feet.
我们看见仇敌都在腓拉铁菲教会的面前是失败的。
We see the enemy is rendered failing before the Church of Philadelphia.
这个原因是什么呢？
Why? What's the reason for that?
神主要使仇敌教会的仇敌知道主已经爱了他。
So that they make them or the enemy of the Church of God know that God has loved them.
我们知道他们是蒙爱属神的人。
We know they were loved by God and they belong to God.
接着主的话说
And then the word of the Lord continued
主也免去他们将来在普天下人受试炼的时候免去他们的试炼
That the Lord will keep them from the hour of testing which is coming to the whole world
而且他们已经得着了冠冕
And they have received the crown
在第十二节主的话更说到
So in verse 12 the word of the Lord says
那得胜的
He who overcomes
他们能够在神的殿中做柱子
That they can be a pillar in the temple of our God
他们在神的殿中在那里来彰显主的自己
And he will manifest God himself in the temple of the Lord
叫众人都能够看见
That all men will see
他们那个尊贵
That their honor
他们在主面前的那个功用
That their function, their power before the Lord
他们能够见证能够彰显主的自己
And they can testify and manifest the Lord himself
但更宝贵的是接下来所说的
But more precious is the following words
主说我要将我神的名
And that I will write on him the name of my God.
还有我神城的名，这个城就是那从天上降下来的新耶路撒冷。
And the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven.
并主自己的新名都写在它上面。
And also my new name.
你们，我们看见这个尊贵是何，这个见证是何等的尊贵，何等的荣耀。
We see how honorable and how glorious is this testimony.
神亲自把他的名字写在上面。
The Lord will write his own name on this church.
还有那羔羊的心腹，那新耶路撒冷也的名字也写在上面。
And also the bride of the Lamb, the New Jerusalem, the name is buried on this church.
还有主基督自己的新名都写在这个柱子上。
And also the name of the new name of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见腓拉铁菲教会不仅在地上能够成为主自己荣耀的见证。
So we see not only this church has become a glorious testimony on this earth.
我们看见似乎将来到永世里头。
But even we see that in the eternity to come,
在新天新地里头
，in new heaven and new earth,
我们看见这一帮得胜的弟兄，他们仍然在那勇士里头能够成为主的见证。
We see that these overcomers continue to be a testimony to God in eternity,
因为他们是配的
，because they are worthy.
所以主把这三个名字写在他们上面。
So the Lord had written these three names on them.
那这个秘诀是什么呢
？So what's their secret？
前面我们刚刚讲到腓拉铁菲教会的情形似乎没有什么特别的。
Earlier we mentioned that their condition seems to be not very special。
但是我们看见腓拉铁菲教会之所以能够这样子被主得着主的奖赏
，But we see the reason the Lord will reward them so much。
乃是不是在乎他外面所彰显出来
？It's not because what they have manifested on the outward。
更重要的是他隐藏的一个秘诀
But they have a hidden secret
这个秘诀就在他的名字里头
That secret is in their name
腓拉铁菲这个名字的意思就是弟兄相爱
And the name of Philadelphia means brotherly love
所以我们看见这是他们得胜的秘诀
We see that's their secret for their overcoming
这是他们能够为主做见证的秘诀
That is why they can testify for the Lord
就是弟兄相爱
That they love each other as brethren
不仅在初期教会主得着腓拉铁菲教会成为他自己的见证
Not only in the early churches the Lord has gained Philadelphia as his testimony
能够胜过仇敌一切的攻击
They have overcome all the attacks of the enemies
我们看见在教会两千年历史当中
But in the 2000 years of church history
主也在不同的时间里面得着一帮的弟兄们
The Lord also in different time gainedDifferent brothers, different groups of brothers.
他们能够为主站住
That they could stand for the Lord.
他们也能够靠主站住
And they stand by the Lord.
为主做美好的见证
And they can bear testimony for the Lord.
打败那神的仇敌
And they defeated the enemy.
其中特别有一段的历史是我们众人应该熟悉或许也不是很熟悉的
And there is a part of the history that we might know or we might not.
就在18世纪的初期
In the early 18th century
在摩拉维亚那里有一个大的复兴
In Moravia there is a great revival
在这个复兴当中呢在这复兴的开始神先得着了一个器皿
During the revival in the beginning of the revival God has gained himself a vessel
这个器皿呢就是一个当时的一个公爵叫做辛辛道夫
It's a count at that time His name is Zinzendorf
在摩拉维亚教会的复兴当中让我们看见一个事实
In the revival of the Moravian church we saw a reality
他们就像那初期教会的腓拉铁菲教会一样
Just as the early churches in Philadelphia
他们的行为是被主所知道的
And the Lord knows their deeds
他们也略有一点力量
And they have little power
但是他们却尽他们所能的来为主做美好的见证。
But they have given all they have to bear testimony for the Lord.
在摩拉维亚教会当中有一件最宝贵的事。
In the Church of Moravian, there is one thing that's most precious.
这还不是他们所传讲的真理。
It is not the truth and that they preached.
乃是他们的生活。
But it's their life.
因为他们的生活乃是与真理调和在一起。
But because their life is in tune with the truth that they preach.
也不是他们教会的理论。
It's not the theology that they share,
乃是他们生活的实际
but the reality of their life.
他们知道他们每一个蒙恩的基督徒
They know every Christian who is saved by grace.
他们活着只有一个目的
There is only one purpose for their life.
就是侍奉神
That is to serve God.
无论他们是尊贵的，是卑贱的
No matter that socially they're in honorable position or they're despised.
无论他们是做什么职业
No matter what career they have.
他们只有一个目的
They have only one purpose.
就是侍奉这位爱他们的神
To serve the Lord that loved them.
而在他们的生活当中
And in their lives.
的每一件事情
Everything they do.
都是跟这件事情紧紧的连在一起
Is closely connected to this one purpose.
在当时他们的教会当中
And among their church at that time,
他们全体都是弟兄相爱
and they really practiced this brotherly love.
他们彼此帮助，彼此扶持
They helped and supported each other.
他们在那里互相的劝勉
and they encouraged one another.
安静的过一个敬虔的生活
Peacefully and quietly, they They live a piet life.
他们为什么在那里能够有这样的一个见证呢？
How can they have such a testimony?
我稍微把那个背景稍微跟大家说一下。
I'll share with you the background.
在当时我们知道是天主教在那里基本上在掌管整个地上的教会。
We know at that time Roman Catholic Church is in control of all the churches.
当时教会的光景是十分的黑暗。
And the condition of that church is very dark.
不仅自己偏离了神真理的光。
Not only they have departed from the light of God.
他们还更残酷的来迫害那为着倾心爱主的弟兄姐妹。
And they greatly persecuted the brothers and sisters who wanted to love the Lord with a pure heart.
所以当时神在不同的宗派当中兴起一些弟兄姐妹们，他们看见了圣经的真理。
So in different denominations, God has risen brothers and sisters that saw the truth in the Bible.
他们用他们的生命来持守圣经的真理。
With their life, they held on fast.
他们就受到许多的迫害。
And they were persecuted.
他们被残害。
And they were killed.
感谢主预备了一个地方。
But we thank the Lord that He prepared a place.
就是那位新兴道夫这个伯爵，他有一块他的土地。
That this Count Zinzendorf, he has a land.
他就开放让这些受迫害的弟兄姐妹都来到这片土地上。
And he opened up this land to receive all the persecuted saints to come and be saved and to take refuge.
这些弟兄姐妹都是倾心爱主的。
And all these brothers and sisters loved the Lord with a pure heart.
从圣经里头明白了一些的真理。
And they understood some truth from the Bible.
他们就持守他们所看见的真理。
And they held on fast to the truth that they saw from the Bible.
当他们都来到新兴道夫的土地上来避难的时候。
When they came to the land of Zinzendorf.
当他们要一起聚会的时候。
And as they met together.
就产生一个很大的难处。
And there was a great difficulty.
因为每一个人都坚持他们所坚持的真理。
Because everyone is holding fast onto the truth that they saw.
以至于他们中间没有办法合一的来敬拜来侍奉神。
To a point, it was impossible for them to worship God in unity.
到一个地步他们都没有办法彼此的交通。
To the point that they cannot even fellowship with one another.
但感谢主借着他的器皿新兴道夫伯爵。
But we thank the Lord through this vessel, Zinzendorf.
他能够将这一帮的弟兄姐妹们能够联络在一起。
He united all these brothers and sisters together.
他的秘诀是什么？
What is his secret?
就是弟兄相爱。
That he knew how to love as brethren.
并且他用基督的爱把众人都圈在一起。
And with this love of Christ, he has bound everyone together.
叫众人都放下他们个人所坚持的。
So everyone will put aside what they have held fast to.
他们能够在他们所能够合一的真理上彼此的交通。
In the unity, that they can fellowship with one another.
同时借着弟兄姐妹在主面前迫切的祷告流泪恳求
and through the urgent prayers and tears and fasting before the Lord
我们看见主的爱得着了这帮弟兄姐妹
that the love of the Lord gained these brothers and sisters
他们能够在爱里合一
in love they had unity
圣灵浇灌在他们当中
the Holy Spirit fell upon them
就从那里神主就复兴了他的教会
and the Lord revived his church
在那里借着圣灵的大能也从那里差派许多的宣教士到世界各地
And through the power of the Holy Spirit God has sent out many missionaries to different parts of the world
所以我们看见弟兄相爱的见证不是只有在初期教会腓拉铁菲教会发生的事
So we see that this testimony of brotherly love not only happened in the early churches in Philadelphia
在教会历史当中主一直一直在那里寻找也得到了一帮爱他的弟兄姐妹
But throughout the church history, God has been seeking and has gained brothers and sisters that truly love him and love one another.
这是我们在这里盼望为主所持守的见证。
And this is also a testimony that we hope to stand by here in our church.
最近我和有几位从我们中间离开的弟兄姐妹有点交通。
Lately, I've been fellowshipping with a few brothers and sisters that left, that moved away from here.
因为我们这一对年轻弟兄从前是在我们这边聚会差不多两年时间
Because these brother and sister has been meeting here for almost 2 years
后来当他们父母来这儿探望他们的时候也来到我们聚会当中
When their parents came, they also came to this church
虽然他们离开的时候还没有信主
Even though when they left, they did not believe the Lord
他们就回到台湾去
They went back to Taiwan
回去以后他们就盼望也能够再能够到教会里头来继续的认识神。
But after we went back to Taiwan, the desire to go to church and continue to learn more about God.
那我透过和弟兄姐妹的交通呢，就发现他们还没信主的父母亲回去以后呢，就没有办法再继续的聚会。
And from my fellowship with our brothers and sisters, I realized when their parents went back to Taiwan, they cannot find a church to go to.
其中一个原因呢，也和从我们中间离开的弟兄姐妹啊相同的感觉。
One reason, that we felt the same.
他们就觉得说呢，好像回到不管到哪里去啊，很盼望能够再找一个像在休斯顿这里的聚会。
Because they felt wherever they go, they wish to find another church just like the one here we have in Houston.
然后到各地去了以后呢，去不同的聚会呢，都觉得。不一样。
And they go to many different church, visited many different churches, they will felt differently.
我就在思想这件事。
So I've been thinking about that.
到底我们在这里，我们的聚会有什么特别？
Why is our church different?
我们或许也像菲拉铁菲教会一样。
Or are we like the church in Philadelphia?
我们有一点行为。
We have little deeds.
我们也传福音。
And we share the gospel.
弟兄里面有许多的服事。
And we also have many ministries.
我们 也实在是在那里遵照主的话语来生活。
And do we also live according to the word of the Lord?
那我们实在也是略有一点力量。
And we have perhaps little power.
因为我们实在是 也没有做太大的事。
Because we haven't done many great things.
我们的聚会的地方呢，也不是一个华丽雄伟的建筑。
And the place that we meet is not a great, grandiose architecture.
不像在欧洲有许多大教堂。
It's not like the many cathedrals in Europe.
我们聚会的地方不过就是一个像 warehouse 一样。
We're just meeting in like a place like a warehouse.
不过有冷气。
Except we have AC.
在我们这里呢，也没有美妙动人的音乐。
And we don't have beautiful music to offer.
我听说有些聚会的地方呢，光那个音响就是百万音响。
And I heard many churches have million-dollar sound systems.
有那个交响乐团，还有那个庞大的诗班。
And they might even have an orchestra and a great choir.
我们也没有。
And we don't have any of that.
我们这边也没有令人垂涎的美食。
And nor do we have a delicious delicacy food.
我们有爱宴，感谢主。
We thank the Lord. We do have a love feast.
但也不是那个，这是让我们会想到哈，就会垂涎的美食。
But it's not the food that we'll drool over.
就是想着为什么弟兄姐妹离开我们当中，或者福音朋友离开我们当中，他们会怀念我们的聚会呢
？So I started pondering why, how come our brother and sister when they leave they will miss us?
我想，不管是弟兄姐妹或是福音朋友，在我们中间，他们看见了一件事。
I think as long as they see one thing among us,
一方面他们看见主与我们的聚会同在。
On one hand, they see that God's presence is here with us.
因为我们实在是，这是我们的渴慕。
That is our desire.
所以感谢主，主也常常向我们显现。
So we thank the Lord that He constantly grants us His presence.
不知道是不是这个原因呢？就连福音朋友他们都能够感受到主与我们同在。
And even the gospel friends can feel His presence, God's presence with us.
但是我想另一方面有一个很重要的事情。
And on the other hand, there is one thing really important.
就是我们中间弟兄相爱的见证。
That we have a testimony among us for this brotherly love.
我必须先声明一件事。
And I have to clarify one thing.
虽然我们还不完全。
Even though we're not perfect.
我们可能相当的不完全。
We're far from perfect.
那感谢主在我们中间的确有那弟兄相爱的见证。
But we thank the Lord, He has accomplished some testimony among us.
因为在上一周的福音聚会当中。
Last week, during the gospel meeting.
如果参加了弟兄姐妹们有一个应该有一个感觉。
Those of you who attended the gospel meeting probably have felt
我们也能够同做一个见证
and we can also testify
我们看见那实在是一个弟兄相爱的见证在那里
we truly see that there was a testimony of this brotherly love
我们看见弟兄姐妹各按各的功用在那里彼此的配搭一同的服事
we see many brothers and sisters were co-working together according to their own function and their own ability
我们看见那身体的美丽
And we saw the beauty of the body
我们看见那弟兄相爱美好的见证
And we saw the beautiful testimony of this brotherly love
其中背后还有一些我们所看不到的故事
And behind the scene there are many stories that we didn't see
实在是让我看到那弟兄相爱的见证在我们当中
Truly caused me to see that this beautiful testimony of love
就连在我们中间的年轻人我们也看见弟兄相爱的实际
Even among the young people
我们看见年轻人他们彼此相爱的心
And we saw this heart and reality of love
他们彼此扶持的 的心。
That their heart desire to serve one another.
虽然我们不是做了很多，也不是做了很大。
Even though we haven't done much, were very great things.
但是我们看见那个爱弟兄的心，实在是在我们年轻的弟兄姐妹中间。
But we saw that there is a beginning of a love for one another.
感谢主，这也是我们的见证。
And we thank the Lord that has become our testimony.
盼望主不仅为我们持守。
Not only the Lord, we pray that not only the Lord will keep this testimony,
主继续带领我们往前,
but He will continue to lead us forward,
能够进入更加的完全,
and to enter into better perfection.
像我们弟兄姐妹中间有更真实的彼此相爱,
so that among brothers and sisters there will be a true love.
因为这是主的命令,
because this is the command of the Lord.
我们读下一处经文在约翰一书。
We read from the next portion of the scripture from 1 John.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
我们从第九节。
We read from verse 9.
我们稍微跳一下。
We'll skip a couple.
约翰一书第四章第九节。
We read from chapter 4 verse 9.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sin.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
我们跳到第十九节。
And we skip to verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If someone says I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
这段圣经告诉我们,
And from this passage we see,
我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We love because God first loved us.
因为我们刚刚提到那被神用来复兴那摩拉维亚教会的器皿,清新道夫伯爵。
And earlier we mentioned about Zinzendorf, who became a vessel that God used to revive his church.
神是如何得着这样的一个器皿呢?
How did the Lord gain this vessel?
当辛辛多夫在大学毕业的时候,
upon his college graduation,
有一次他去旅游去参观了一个美术馆。
One time he was on the trip to visit a museum.
他就看见了一幅图画。
And he saw a painting.
在那图画上面呢画着就是主耶稣基督挂在十字架上。
This painting was about portrayed Jesus on the cross.
那图画的题目呢就是说看啊这人
and the title of this painting was Behold this man
辛辛豆腐就在那图画的面前来看这幅图画
and Zinzendorf stayed remained before the painting and gazed at it
他从图画里头看见那为他被挂在十字架上的主耶稣
and in the painting he saw the Christ who died for him on the cross
在图画的下面还有一行字
And there was a fine print at the bottom of the painting.
上面就写着，我为你做了这一切，你为我做了什么？
And it says, for you, I have done all things. What have you done for me?
主就借着这样的一幅图画，就得着了辛辛道夫。
And through this one painting, the Lord gained Zinzendorf as his vessel.
在辛辛道夫弟兄的心里面
，and in his heart,
他深深的被基督的爱。所充满
He was filled by the love of Christ.
所以他从那一天开始他就把自己奉献给主
And from that day on, he consecrated himself to the Lord.
他就愿意尽他一生尽他所能的来爱主
He's willing to give all he has to love the Lord.
这 就是主的爱向他显现。
That the love of God revealed to him.
我为了你做了这一切。
I have done all things for you.
你为我做了什么
？What have you done for me?
我想在当日主耶稣在受难之前。
Before our Lord was crucified.
玛利亚为什么她愿意甘心乐意的把那个极贵重的真拿达香膏倾倒打破？然后倾倒在主的面身上。
How come Mary was so willing to break her alabaster jar and pour out the most precious pure nard on our Lord Jesus?
我想只有一个原因。
Because I think there is only one reason.
就在玛利亚的心中。
That in her heart,
她认识了主的爱。
She knew about the love of the Lord.
她认识这位爱她的主。
She knew this Lord who loved her.
虽然能够看见其他人所不能看见主的价值。
And she saw the worth that no one else has seen.
当一个蒙主所爱的人
When someone is loved by the Lord,
看见了主的价值
saw the worth of the Lord,
看见主所为我们所倾倒的
and saw what God has poured out for us.
我相信没有一个人不愿意将他所能的倾倒在主的身上
I believe no one else will reserve anything but pour out everything on the Lord.
主就是这样得着新津道夫成为他所用的器皿。
So that's how the Lord has gained Zinzendorf.
是因为基督的爱充满了他。
As a vessel, because his heart was filled by the love.
基督的爱得着了他。
And the love of Christ gained and conquered him.
我就想每个主日早晨，我们在这里擘饼纪念主。
And I think every Sunday morning we come here and worship the Lord before the table.
我们实在是来思念主是何等的爱了我们。
We remember how the Lord has loved us.
他的血为我们流出
How his blood was poured out for us
他的身体为我们裂开
And his body was broken for us
这些话我们太熟悉了
And we know these words so well
但是我们有没有真实的看见看啊这人
But have we seen that reality? Behold that man
我为你做了这一切你为我做了什么
And I have done all things for you What will you do for me?
我就想今天如果主问我们这个问题
And I was thinking, if the Lord asks us that question today,
我们会如何回答我们的主?
What would be our response to him?
他为我们做了这一切。
He has done all things for us.
我们为他做了什么?
What will I do for him?
就连我们来到钵饼,来到饼杯的面前。
Even as we come before the table,
主为我们做了这么多。
The Lord has given so much for us.
我们岂不应该把感谢赞美献给他?
Should we not give him all the praises and thanksgiving?
我不知道 在我们当中的弟兄姐妹们
I don't know the brothers and sisters among us
还有没有人还没有在钵饼的聚会当中开口把感谢赞美来献给神
Is there anyone that has not given God your praises before the Lord?
盼望今天主能够借着他的话再来激励我们
May the Lord's word encourage us again
他为我们舍了一切
He has given us everything
我们能够为他做什么
What can we do for him?
所以在这里我们看到我们爱是因为神先爱了我们
So here we see that we love because God first loved us
神如何爱我们
How did God love us?
他把他的独生爱子赐给了我们
He gave us his only begotten son
他叫他的爱子为我们舍了
That he gave up his son for us
好叫我们能够得着他的自己
So that we can gain himself
神的爱就向我们显明
And his love was revealed to us
因为当我们还做罪人的时候
Because when we're still sinners,
基督就为我们死。
Christ died for us.
神的爱就向我们显。
And his love was manifested to us.
唯有这样的一个爱,
because of this love,
能够激励我们来爱我们的主。
And only this love can encourage us to love him.
也才能够叫我们能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And that we can love one another.
因为我们说爱主, 这个我们知道。
Because we know we need to love the Lord.
因为我们的主全然美丽。
Because he's altogether beautiful.
他完全的可爱。
And he's altogether
loving. 他为我舍命。
He died for us.
我爱他是很自然的事情。
It's only natural that we love him.
也是很应该的事情。
And that's what we ought to do.
但是呢，要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But to love our brother and sister.
我们就发现就不一样了。
We know that's different.
有些弟兄姐妹呢，我们觉得我们可以爱。
And there are some brother and sister we feel that's lovable.
有些弟兄姐妹我们觉得不可爱的我们就爱不了
But then there are some that are not lovable and we don't know how to love them
但主给我们这样的一个命令
But the Lord has given us this commandment
因为神先爱了我们
Because God first loved us
他的爱在我们里面
And his love is in us
叫我们能够用这样的爱来爱我们的弟兄姐妹
So that we can love our brothers and sisters with his love
若我们记得主如何向彼得显现来恢复主 恢复彼得。
If you remember how the Lord revealed himself to Peter and restored him.
主三次的问彼得说,
Three times God has asked him,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
我们看见主就先把彼得恢复到主的爱里。
We see the first God has restored Peter into his love.
然后主才叫彼得你喂养我的羊。
And then he commanded Peter, tend my sheep.
也就是说你爱属我的人。
Which also means you go love the ones that belong to me.
就是爱你的弟兄。
Love your brothers.
这里的弟兄呢、哦、我稍微再特别说一下。
Here also I want to mention and clarify.
我们说到弟兄相爱。
We mentioned to love as brethren.
不是只有男的弟兄我们相爱。
Not only for the brothers, the male brothers.
那姐妹呢不相爱就没关系了。
And not to say that sisters does not need to love one another.
这个弟兄相爱的关系、啊、不是在地上的。
And this brotherly love is not in the earthly place.
乃是在基督里的。
And, but it's in Christ.
是属天的。
It's in the heavenlies.
是存到永远的。
It is eternal.
所以在地上呢，只要我们是在基督里的人。
So on this earth, as long as we're in Christ.
我们都是弟兄。
We're all brethren.
我们有男的弟兄。
There are male brothers.
我们有女的弟兄。
And there are female brothers.
我们在基督里都是弟兄。
In Christ, we're all brothers.
在这个关系里头，我们彼此相爱。
And in this relationship, we love one another.
这个关系是超过地上的关系。
And this relationship surpasses all other relationships on this earth.
而且这个关系是存到永远。
And this relationship will endure forever.
在地上或许我们暂时做夫妻。
And perhaps on this earth we're temporarily as our husbands and wives.
但这婚姻的关系会过去的。
But this relationship of marriage will pass away.
但是如果我们做丈夫做妻子都是在基督里的人。
But if both husband and wife is in Christ.
我们还有一个更尊贵更荣耀的关系。
Then we have an even more glorious and honorable relationship.
就是在基督里我们同为弟兄。
In Christ, we're all brethren.
我们弟兄相爱的命令是为着我们每一个弟兄姐妹的。
So this commandment for brothers to love one another is for every brother and sister.
好，现在讲清楚了，姐妹们就专心听了。
So now that I clarified it, sisters can pay attention to me too.
大家都需要听。
And we all need to listen.
所以神的命令告诉我们,
So this commandment tells us,
爱神的也当爱弟兄,
Love God and also love one another.
我们若不爱所看得见的弟兄, 就不能爱没有看见的神。
If we do not love the brother whom we can see, we cannot love God whom we cannot see.
因为神既是这样爱我们,
Because God has loved us,
我们也当彼此相爱。
We ought to love one another.
这是我们从主所领受的命令。
And this is the commandment we receive from the Lord.
我觉得这个命令呢，是一个爱的命令。
We see that this commandment is a commandment of love.
那我们想，这当然知道了。
And we think, of course, we know this.
因为命令是说要爱弟兄嘛。
Because the commandment tells us to love one another.
那这当然就是一个爱的命令。
And of course, this is a commandment of love.
但是不仅它的命令的本身是爱。
But not only this nature of the commandment is love.
我这个命令的心意是一个爱的心意。
But the purpose of this commandment is also for love.
如果我们想效法像当日的玛利亚所做的事。
If we want to imitate Mary and imitate what she did.
今天基督的爱激励了我们。
And the love of Christ constrains us.
我们的心也愿意像玛利亚一样单纯的爱主。
We want to give our heart to the Lord to love Him purely.
那我们也想说，那我们怎么样子能够把最贵重的东西呢，要奉献给主。
So we ask, how can we give the most precious thing to us and give that to the Lord?
或许我们姐妹们呢，又很贵重的一瓶香水。
Perhaps our sister also have a very expensive perfume.
可问题是，我们今天怎么样献给主呢？
But the problem is, how can we offer that to the Lord?
我们看见这是神爱我们的心意。
And we see that this is his purpose for loving us.
虽然我们的主已经从死里复活，也升到天上的宝座。
The Lord has risen from death and were resurrected from death and risen to the throne in heaven.
从前主在地上，在肉身里的时候，
And when he was on this earth in the flesh,
我们爱主的机会或许受到限制。
Perhaps we had our limitations in loving the Lord.
但今天主已经复活升天。
But now he's risen to heaven.
那我们要如何的爱我们的主？
How can we love him?
我们能够拿什么来奉献给他？
What can we offer to him?
我们如何向他表达我们心中对他的爱？
How can we express our love to him?
我们看见这是主的命令。
We see that this is his commandment.
是一个爱的命令。
It is a commandment of love.
他叫我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
That he asks us to love our brother and sister.
当我们爱我们的弟兄
when we love our brothers,
主就说你就是爱我了。
The Lord says, then you are loving me.
就像我这里有一杯水啊。
Just like I have a cup of water here.
这个水也不是我准备的。
I did not prepare this water.
但是我把这个水呢就给我们弟兄
but
让他享用享用。
But when he had given this water to our brother, for him to enjoy,
那我们弟兄就要享用一下。
Then our brother will enjoy it.
那我们主说我们就这个呢我们坐在弟兄的身上呢就坐在主的身上。
The Lord says, what you have done to your brother, you have done it to me.
因为你明白了吗
Do you understand this?
明白主是何等爱了我们。
You see how the Lord has loved us.
现在我们不要想说我们要到哪里我们去为主宣教为主殉道。
We do not say that we need to go somewhere to be a martyr for the Lord.
来表达我们对主的爱。
To share the gospel for him so that we can.So that we can express our love. The Lord says, you don't need to.
主说爱你看得见的弟兄。
Love the brothers and you can see.
主把弟兄姐妹放在我们的周围。
The Lord has placed brothers and sisters in our midst.
他就是让我们能够很多的机会来爱我们的主。
So he has given us many opportunities to love the Lord.
在家庭里头。
And at home.
如果我们丈夫妻子都是在基督里的。
If both husband and wife is in Christ,
那你有好多机会能够爱我们的主。
Then you have many, many opportunities to learn how to love the Lord.
你爱我们，爱你的妻子。
If you love your wife,
我们就是爱我们的主。
Then you're loving the Lord.
爱我们的丈夫。
If you love your husband,
也是爱我们的主。
You're loving the Lord.
所以我们看见今天主叫我们要彼此的相爱。
So we see here the Lord ask us to love one another.
是何等充满爱的一个心意。
It is such a purpose full of love.
而且因为当我们彼此相爱
And because we can love one another
神就住在我们里面
The Lord abides in us
因为神住在我们里面
Because God is with us
神就是爱
He is love
神的爱就充满在我们心里
And His love fills our heart
我们的爱就能够完全
And our heart, our love can be perfected
所以今天我们说我们心里面有一点点爱主的心
So today if we have a little heart to love the Lord
那我们如何能够更爱主呢
How can we love Him more?
我们的爱主的心如何能够达到完全呢
How can our love for the Lord be perfected?
主给我们有一个 perfect environment 给我们一个很好的环境
He has given us a perfect environment
就是在我们周围赐给我们有弟兄姐妹
He has given us brothers and sisters around us
可爱的你爱他
You love the ones who are lovable
那你的爱呢就多了一点
Then you receive a little more love
那不可爱的
And the ones that are not lovable
比如说我们常常觉得我们的配偶是不可爱
Perhaps we always feel that our spouses are not lovable.
那我们就觉得好多爱不来。
And we do not know how to love them.
这是主的心意。
But it's God's heart.
当我们爱不来的时候
It's His purpose that when we cannot love,
我们就发现我们不可能用我们人的爱来爱我们的不可爱的弟兄。
We realize we cannot use our natural love to love them.
弟兄们是不是常常有这样的感觉
Do you always feel this way?
其他人我都可以爱
I can love anyone else
我就是没有办法爱我的配偶
But I cannot love my spouse
我没有办法爱我的丈夫
I cannot love my husband
没有办法爱我这么不可爱的妻子
I cannot love my unlovable wife
怎么办呢
What can I do?
因为神住在我们里面
But God lives in us
神就是爱
He is love
我们就回到神的面前
And we come back before the Lord
我们求主的爱更多的来充满我们
We pray that the Lord will fill us with His love
因为基督的爱能够爱我们的配偶
With the love of Christ, we can love our spouse.
能够爱我们不可爱的弟兄。
We can love the brothers that are not lovable to us.
当基督的爱在我们里头充满的时候。
That when His love fills our heart,
我们就能够爱那不可爱的。
We can love the ones that are not lovable.
我们能够爱那最不可爱的。
We can love even the least lovable.
但你就发现我们的爱在我们里面就越来越完全。
And you realize our love is being perfected in us.
现在我们明白为什么主把一些环境量给我们。
Now we know why God has given us certain environments.
像我们好像没有办法能够来叫这个爱呢能够发表出来
In these environments we had no way in ourselves to express our love
神的目的乃是要叫他的爱能够完全在我们的心里
His purpose is that His love can be perfected in us
借着我们彼此相爱
So that we can love one another
叫我们的爱被主扩大
That our love can be enlarged by Him
叫我们的爱被神成全
That our love can be perfected by Him
那我们最后一部分我们要一同来看那弟兄相爱我们如何来实行呢
The last portion we want to see how can we exercise this love as brethren
我们要读一段的经文是在大家可能比较陌生的 圣经在腓利门书。
We want to read a portion of the scripture in the book of Philemon. Perhaps you're not very familiar with this book.
腓利门书可以说是应该是新约圣经当中最短的一卷书。
And this book of Philemon is the shortest book in the New Testament.
但是它的内容虽然很短。
Even though the content is very short.
但它的真理却极其的丰富并且也宝贵。
But there is abundant of truth and precious truth in this book.
早晨因的时间关系我们不可能整卷来读。
Now we cannot read, because of time, we cannot read the whole book.
盼望弟兄姐妹回去以后能够好好的来读并且思想。
I hope when you go home, you can read this book carefully and ponder upon it.
腓利门书是在希伯来书前面的一卷书。
Philemon is found before the book of Hebrews.
只有25节。
There are only 25 verses.
我们早晨我们就从第15节来读。
And we'll read from verse 15.
第15节，这是保罗所写的。
And this is from the writing of Paul.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
For perhaps he was for a reason separated from you for a while, that you will have him back forever.
不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说的，是按主说的。
No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord.
你若以我为同伴，就收纳他如同收纳我一样。
If then you regard me as a partner, accept him as you would me.
他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account.
我必偿还，这是我保罗亲笔写的。
I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it.
我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。
Not to mention to you that you owe to me even your own self as well.
我必须要把这卷书的背景稍微跟大家说一下。
I must explain to you the background of this book.
因为这里呢，第十五节我们刚刚读到他暂时离开你。
We read in verse 15 that he departed from you.
这个他是指着阿尼西姆说的。
This he mentions Onesimus.
这个你呢，就是保罗写信的对象是腓利门，也是一位在基督里的弟兄。
And this you is the object of this letter, brother Philemon in Christ.
这里有三个人。
And so there are three people here.
阿尼西姆呢，他原本是腓利门的一个奴隶。
Onesimus originally was a slave to Philemon.
而腓利门呢，是在基督里面爱主的一个弟兄。
And Philemon is a brother that loves the Lord.
在他们家里头有聚会。
And he has fellowship in his house.
而他爱心呢也是被其他圣徒们所知道为他感谢主的。
And his love is also known to other brothers, and they give thanks for his love.
然后写信的就是我们的保罗。
And the one who writes the letter is Paul.
这里呢发现一件事情。
And here one thing happened.
保罗写腓利门书的时候呢，他自己是在罗马被关起来的。
When Paul wrote the letter to Philemon, he was imprisoned in Rome.
他自己是在一个艰难的环境。
He himself was in a very difficult circumstance.
他不知道将发生什么事情。
He does not know what's going to happen.
但在这个他在罗马的被关的当中呢，他遇见了这位阿尼西姆。
But when he was imprisoned in Rome, he met Onesimus.
阿尼西姆不知道是什么原因呢，就离开了他的主人腓利门呢，就来到了罗马。
For some reason, Onesimus escaped from his master Philemon and came to Rome.
那也不知道是什么原因呢，这个罗马那个阿尼西姆呢，是遇见了保罗。
For the reasons we do not know, Onesimus came and met Paul.
这是保罗第一次在罗马被关。
And this is the first time that Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
那时候罗马政府恩待他，让他能够住在自己租的房子里。
And the government of Rome gave him special treatment that he can be imprisoned in his own house.
他也能够接待接见其他来拜访他的人。
And he can receive different visitors that came to see him.
所以不知道是什么原因呢，保罗就把福音传给了这个做奴隶的阿尼西姆。
So somehow the Paul has shared the gospel to Onesimus, the slave.
这个阿尼西姆也不知道是什么原因，他逃离开他的肉身的主人，这个腓利门。
And for some reason, Onesimus escaped from his master, Philemon.
有时候我们想，这个腓利门弟兄他这样的爱主。
And sometimes we think this brother Philemon, how he loved the Lord.
他也那样爱弟兄姐妹。
And how he loved the brothers.
他应该是有一个美好的见证。
He should have a beautiful testimony.
但不知道有什么原因呢？这个阿尼西姆呢，居然逃离开了这个主人。
But for some reason, Onesimus escaped from his master.
然后呢，在罗马的那里呢，碰见了保罗。
And in Rome, he met Paul.
保罗向他传福音。
Paul shared the gospel with him.
带他信主。
And led him to the Lord.
信主以后，我们知道阿尼西姆一切的亏欠在神面前都得着了赦免。
And as he believed the Lord, we know that everything that he has owed was forgiven before the Lord.
但在这里呢，保罗心里面呢还有一个感觉。
But Paul has this feeling in his heart.
他知道阿尼西姆做了一件不应该做的事。
He knew that Onesimus has done something that he shouldn't have done.
就是他身为奴隶的逃离开他的主人。
That as a slave, he escaped from his master.
就当时的罗马法律来讲。
And to the law in Roman government.
有钱有权人呢，他们是有权利能够拥有奴隶的。
The people that has power, they have the right to own slaves.
他们的奴隶呢，是就像是他们的财产一样。
And these slaves are.Like their are like their positions.
他们可以任何的处理，任何的处置。
And then they have the right to do anything to their slaves.
甚至于把他们杀了。
And even to kill them.
就当时的法律来说。
And to the law at that time.
当一个奴隶逃离开主人，后来被抓回来以后。
And if a slave escaped from the master and was captured back.
这个主人是有权利能够把这个奴隶处死的。
The master has the right to kill the slave.
在这里圣灵给保罗一个感觉。
But here the Holy Spirit has given Paul a feeling.
虽然阿尼西姆信了主耶稣得救了。
Even though Onesimus believed the Lord and was saved.
他在神面前没有亏欠。
Before God he owed nothing.
但保罗一个感觉他盼望能够解决阿尼西姆与他肉身主人腓利门之间的那个难处。
But he had a feeling that he wanted to solve this difficulty between Onesimus and Philemon, his master.
也就是阿尼西姆对他肉身主人腓利门那个亏欠。
That he owed the debt to his master in the flesh.
所以他写了这封书信。
So Paul wrote this letter.
然后差腓利门带着这个书信，要阿尼西姆带着这个书信呢，一同回到腓利门。
And he sent this letter with Onesimus back to the house of Philemon.
所以我们知道这是一件非常冒险的事情。
So we know this is a risky matter.
因为很有可能阿里西姆这样一去呢，他就必须要面临被处死的一个命运。
Because possibly when Onesimus goes back, he might face a fate of being killed.
但是我们看见保罗这时候，虽然他自己的身子是被监禁的。
We know Paul, even though he himself was in prison.
但从这封书信当中，让我们看见保罗里头的那个爱。
But from this letter, we saw the love in him.
他那爱弟兄的心。
And he truly loved his brother.
他把自己跟阿尼西姆绑在一起。
And he chained himself with Onesimus.
他愿意为着阿尼西姆付上一切的代价。
And he's willing to pay all the price for Onesimus.
所以他就写信对腓利门说。
That's why he wrote the letter to Philemon.
他说。他就是阿尼西姆若亏负你的或欠你什么的都归在我的账上。
He says if he owes you anything, charge that to my account.
他十七节也说你要接纳他如同收纳我一样。
Verse 17 also says accept him as you would me.
保罗亲笔说我必偿还阿尼西姆所亏欠于你的。
Paul wrote this himself with his own hand, says, I will repay you everything that he has owed you.
弟兄姐妹，阿尼西姆亏欠腓利门，亏欠了什么？
What did Onesimus owe Philemon?
他乃是亏欠了他的生命。
He owed Philemon his life.
阿尼西姆欠于腓利门的是他的生命。
Onesimus is in debt to Philemon with his life.
但在这里我们看见一个被监禁的保罗。
But here Paul, who is in prison,
他愿意把自己的性命和阿尼西姆这位在基督里的弟兄绑在一起。
He's willing to bind his own life with Onesimus.
他说我们这位阿尼西姆所亏欠的弟兄所亏欠的算在我的身上。
He says everything that Onesimus owes to you, put it on my account.
在那里我们看见保罗实在是把基督的爱彰显出来。
We see that Paul truly has manifested the love of Christ.
我们想到我们的主耶稣。
We thought of our Lord Jesus.
他是何等尊贵荣耀的神。
How honorable and how glorious he is.
他为了我们。
For us.
为了我们这些 贫穷污秽的罪人。
For us who are poor and wretched.
他把他自己也跟我们绑在一起。
He bound himself to us.
凡我们所亏欠于神的。
For everything that we owed God.
他在父神面前说，都归在我身上。
He told before the Father, put that on my account.
凡我们所亏负于神的。
Everything that we owed God.
我们的主都愿意为我们偿还。
And he was willing to pay for us.
我们看见保罗和阿尼西姆他们的一个对比。
We saw this, the contrast between Paul and Onesimus.
保罗他的出身是那样的尊贵。
We know Paul was of a great background.
他是神的选民，是希伯来人。
He was a chosen, and he was a Hebrew.
他又受过非常好的教育。
And he was well educated.
他的属灵生命的分量也是非常的高。
And his spiritual weight was very high.
但今天他愿意和这位为奴的阿尼西姆。
But he was willing to be chained to this slave.
和这位刚刚蒙恩得救的阿尼西姆弟兄。
A slave but was just saved by the Lord.
他愿意跟他把性命绑在一起。
And he was willing to chain his own life to his brother.
他愿意为着弟兄舍命。
And he was willing to give his life to the brother.
他为着弟兄，他愿意把他自己倾倒。
He's willing to pour out himself.
这岂不就是我们的主在我们身上向着我们所做的吗？
It is not what the Lord has done for us.
虽然我们那样的不配，
Even though we're unworthy.
但主却愿意那样的降卑。
But the Lord was willing to humble himself.
愿意跟我们绑在一起。
And he bound himself to us.
愿意偿还我们一切所亏欠的。
And he was willing to repay everything that we owed.
所以我们看见这是保罗在那里所彰显出那爱弟兄的心。
So we see this is how Paul has manifested his love to his brother.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活当中，我们也常常有这样的机会。
So in our love, in our lives, we also have many opportunities like this.
今天如果神住在我们里面，
if God lives in us,
今天如果神的爱充满在我们心里，
if the love of God fills our heart,
你就发现我们就愿意和我们的弟兄姐妹要绑在一起。
Then we're willing to be bound to our brothers and sisters.
我们愿意和我们弟兄姐妹同受患难。
We will be willing to go through tribulation with our brothers.
我们弟兄姐妹所亏欠的，
Everything that they have owed,
就是我们的亏欠。
It is what we have owed.
我们弟兄姐妹的软弱，
Their weakness,
就是我们的软弱，
It will become our weakness.
上礼拜我们弟兄告诉我们，
Last week our brother told us,
我们真看见我们在基督里的弟兄姐妹，
If we truly see the brothers and sisters we have in Christ,
他们软弱了，失败了，跌倒了，
When they are weak, when they have fallen, when they fail,
如果基督的爱在我们心里头，
If the love of Christ is in us,
我们怎么能够没有感觉？
Then how can we not feel anything?
在这里保罗他有感觉。
Here we see Paul has a feeling.
他爱那刚刚蒙恩的阿尼西姆。
He loved Onesimus who was just saved by grace.
他愿意用他的生命来为他倾倒。
To a place that he is willing to put aside his life for him.
在我们的家庭当中，
In our family,
我想我们都有一个体会。
We all have this feeling.
丈夫和妻子是非常的不同。
That the husband and wife are very different.
我们可能出身也不同，教育也不同。
We have different backgrounds. We have different education.
我们对主的认识，属灵的光景也可能不太相同。
We perhaps even have different spiritual condition before the Lord.
生活习惯也许多的不同。
And we have many different habits in life.
因此呢，你就发现在夫妻当中为什么产生很多的难处。
That's why we see many difficulties come.
那是因为我们的关系如果是建立在地上的夫妻的关系。
Because if we establish our relationship upon this husband and wife relationship,
就发现你有一个意见，
then you realize you will have an opinion.
我有我的意见，
and she will have her opinion.
你有你的想法，
and you have your thoughts.
你说要去，
and you think we should go.
我有我的理由，
and you have your own reasons.
我认为不要去，
and she will think not to go.
你发现我们就没有办法，就在小事上面都没有办法能够彼此的相爱。
You realize even on small things you cannot love one another.
然后渐渐我们就发现。
And then gradually you realize,
我们的妻子跟我原本我想的是不一样的。
And you realize your wife is very different from what you thought she was.
我们也发现我们的丈夫怎么跟我结婚的时候是好像变了一个人。
And you realize your husband is a completely different man from the one you married.
那我们又读圣经读到以弗所书。
And you read Ephesians.
我们又明白丈夫要爱妻子。
And you know that husband should love the wife.
我们也明白妻子要顺服丈夫。
And you know the wife should obey the husband.
那我们就发现在主的话语面前我们就觉得太难，太难实行。
And before the word of the Lord, you realize it's so difficult to practice.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
还是在于我们之间是不相同的。
It is because we are so different.
而且很多时候这是神奇妙的计划。
And oftentimes this is by the wonderful plan of the Lord.
神特别把那两个非常不一样的人呢放在一起。
He arranged these two very different persons together.
一个快，一个慢。
One is faster, one is slower.
一个喜欢干净，一个喜欢凌乱。
One is cleaner, the other one is messier.
以前我也很难想象哈，会有这么大的不同。
And before I it was impossible for me to imagine how different we are.
后来我明白这是神的智慧。
And I realized this is the wisdom of God.
所以就是把两个非常不一样的人放在一起。
He placed two very different people, persons together.
紧紧的放在一起。
And put them together and bound them together.
把他们捆在一起。
They bound them together tightly.
然后呢，让我们来发现那个问题。
So that we can see our problems.
我们也尽我们所能的要解决这些问题。
And we'll try our best, try to solve these problems.
到个地步。
To a point.
我们有一天，我们恍然大悟。
One day we suddenly realize.
我们发现我们是不可能改变对方的。
It's impossible for us to change the other person.
就连可能年长弟兄姐妹结婚六十年、七十年。
Even our elderly brothers and sisters who's been married for 60, 70 years.
从婚姻当中啊，学了至少学了一件事。
There's at least one thing they learn from marriage.
这件事很重要。
And it's very important.
就是我不可能改变对方。
It's impossible for me to change the other person.
这个就是机会的开始。
And that's the beginning of your opportunity.
就是神做工机会的开始。
That's how the beginning of God's working.
当我们有一天我们能够明白神把不一样的人放在一起，绑在一起。
When one day we realize how God has bound different people together,
不是叫我们改变对方变成一样，我们就能够相爱。
Now that we can change one another to change each other to become the same, then we can love one another.
那是让我们明白。
But that we can realize,
只有在基督的爱里。
That we can understand only in the love of Christ.
我们能够爱那跟我们不一样的人。
And we can love the one that's different from us.
我们能够爱那心思意志情感跟我们完全不相同的弟兄姐妹。
That we can love the brothers and sisters who are opposite from us in our thoughts, our mind, our reasonings, our emotions.
我们是绑在一起的。
We are bound together.
是不能分开的。
We cannot be separated.
所以我们就知道只有神的爱才能够叫我们彼此的相爱。
So now we know only the love of God can cause us to love.
在工作中也是如此。
And also at work.
我听过一个见证。
I've heard the testimony.
就是我们弟兄在中国在那里服侍啊，企业家服侍民工。
That our brother was serving in China about these entrepreneurs.
传福音给他们。
And they share the gospel.
传给企业家，企业家得救。
He shared the gospel with entrepreneurs, and they believed.
也传给那贫穷可怜的民工们，带领他们能够信耶稣得救。
He also shared the gospel to these poor migrant workers, and they also came to the Lord.
有一天，我们弟兄啊，亲爱弟兄，就有个想法。
So one day, suddenly, our brother had the thought.
就是要在那个工厂里头啊，来建立教会。
He wanted to establish churches in the factories.
这个想法其实是很好。
And this is a really good thought.
那怎么安排呢
？But how can we arrange?
就把这些信耶稣得救的这些民工呢，就把他们派到那信耶稣得救的企业家的工厂里头工作。
That he wants to send these migrant workers who were saved by the Lord into the factories of the entrepreneurs who were saved by the Lord.
哎，想你看，教会就诞生了。
And then he thought, well, then the church will be born.
这些蒙恩的弟兄姐妹就能够在工厂里头，能够像上成千上万的那些。民工们能够把福音传开。
And that these brothers and sisters can spread the gospel among all the workers that's in the 10,000s.
这个计划呢是完美的。
And the plan seemed perfect.
但是实行了以后呢
？But after they try to practice it,
你们猜怎么样
？And can you guess the result?
完不完美
？Was it a perfect plan?
你们谁猜猜看
？Can anyone take a guess?
那结果啊，出人意外的不完美。
And the result was surprisingly failure.
我们觉得很稀奇啊。
We thought we were amazed by it.
这个老板呢是基督徒。
That the boss are Christians.
这个工人呢也是基督徒。
And the workers are also Christians.
放在一起以后呢
？When you put them together,
为主做美好的见证。
They should bear beautiful testimony for the Lord.
就把福音传给成千上万的民工。
They should spread the gospel to all the other workers.
Perfect plan.
Should be a perfect plan.
实行以后呢，完全的失败。
After they put it to practice, they failed completely.
原因在哪里
？What's the reason?
就这些企业家的基督徒。
that these entrepreneur, Christian entrepreneurs,
他们听到这个计划的时候呢，他们很高兴。
When they heard the plan, they were very happy.
他们非常欢迎这些信耶稣的工人来到他们工厂。
They welcomed all these Christian workers to their factory.
就想啊，这些工人呢，信了耶稣以后。
And so they thought after they believed the Lord Jesus.
他们一定是尽心、尽意、尽力来为我做事。
These workers must And after they accept the Lord, they will work for me with all their heart, with all their strength, all their might.
就像给主做的，对不对？
Just as they will work and serve the Lord.
完全合乎圣经。
And it's completely biblical.
这些基督徒的工人呢？
And these workers who are also Christian.
这些做工的弟兄姐妹们。
And these workers who are Christians.
他们听到这个计划。
When they heard the plan.
他们也非常高兴。
They were also very happy.
太好了。
They said, well, this is great.
从前去其他工厂啊，那些老板啊，都恶待苦待我们。
Before we go to other factories, all the other bosses, treat us horribly.
今天我们要到那个是基督徒的老板工厂去做事了。
Today we'll go to the factory that's ruled by a Christian brother.
我们的基督徒老板一定对我们特别好。
And our boss must be very good to us.
特别啊，恩待我们。
And be specially gracious to us.
请假也没关系。
And if I want to ask for a leave, or take a vacation,
有事情迟到也没有关系。
If I come here late, then he has grace for us.
因为他爱我们嘛。
Because he loves us,
像爱主一样。
Just as he loved the Lord.
所以这些要去做工的弟兄姐妹也很高兴。
So all the workers are very happy.
当他们把这两群弟兄有没有放在一起的时候
when they put these two groups of people together,
我们就发现这出问题
we realize the problem arise,
就是实行不出来了
and we cannot exercise such a plan,
因为他们个人有个人的想法
because everyone has their different thoughts,
这个想法是从哪里出来的呢
and where do these thoughts come from,
都是为了自己
they all come from a selfish purpose,
为了自己的好处
it was all for our own benefits,
为了自己的利益
for their own benefits,
他们想说弟兄相爱很好
So because they thought, oh, it's good for brothers to love one another.
对方呢就会像主一样爱我。
So the other person will love me as they love the Lord.
我怎样都好。
No matter what I do, they will still have to love me.
所以当我们这样子来理解主给我们的命令说你们要彼此相爱的时候
When we try to understand the commandment in this way,
我们就没有办法实行。
And we cannot exercise this love.
就像今天早晨弟兄姐妹听见了主的命令说要彼此相爱。
As you have heard the commandment of the Lord to say we need to love one another.
我们弟兄回到家里。
Our brother go home.
就对我们 Jackie 姐妹说。
He will tell Jackie.
主说你要爱弟兄。
The Lord has told you to love me.
然后呢Jackie 姐妹呢，她也留心听了今天早晨的信息。
And our sister also heard the message very carefully.
她说，那个我们弟兄也说了，那个女的弟兄也是弟兄。
She will also tell me that our brother said even sisters are female brothers.
所以你也要爱我。
So you need to love me.
当我们这样来实行的时候
，When we try to exercise in this way，
结果怎么样？
What's the result?
你发现就实行不出来。
And we cannot practice what we have heard.
所以我们知道主给我们弟兄相爱的命令。
So we know this commandment that God has given us.
是对着我们说的。
It is for us.
我们要把我们自己与弟兄姐妹要绑在一起。
We need to bind ourselves with our brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹的软弱，弟兄姐妹的问题，就是我们的问题。
And the weakness and all the problems in our brother's life is ours.
就连弟兄姐妹在家里头的亏欠。
Even the debts that we have owed at home,
不是我们的配偶，他的软弱，他的亏欠。
It is not her weakness. It is not her debt.
弟兄姐妹，那我们是在一起的。
We are together. We are bound together.
盼望早晨我们能够明白主这句话的那个感觉。
May the Lord give us understanding of His words.
我们没有一个人是在为自己。
We do not live for ourselves.
我们一方面是为着我们的主。
On one hand, we are for living for our Lord.
但是我们的实行。
But to exercise.
我们必须和弟兄姐妹是绑在一起。
We need to be bound to our brothers and sisters.
基督的爱把我们捆绑在一起。
That His love will bind us in His love cord of love.
盼望我们能够进入这样的感觉。
That may we enter into this feeling.
再用一个最简单的例子。
In a very simple example,
当我们聚会完的时候
after we finish this meeting,
我们知道这个场地呢会有弟兄们来服侍来负责整洁
we know their brothers will come and clean up this place.
那我们知道有弟兄他们会做这件事
we know some brothers will come and serve in this area.
当我们要离开的时候
But before we leave
我们看见场地有一些的脏乱
If we saw some messiness
有一点的垃圾
If we saw some trash
因为你看到的时候你心里面有没有那个感觉
When you see it, do you have that feeling in your heart?
那个脏乱那个垃圾不是我们弟兄的责任
That the trashOn the floor is not the responsibility of our brothers.
我们是跟我们弟兄是绑在一起。
But because we're bound to them.
当我们看到的时候
When we see these problems.
我们岂不应该就是尽我们所能的能够来做这件事吗
Should we not rise up and do all we can to serve one another?
这是一个很小的例子。
And this is a very small example.
在我们聚会当中主给我们许多的机会。
But in our fellowship, God has given us many opportunities.
让我们来学习彼此相爱。
And we need to learn how to love one another.
让我们来操练彼此相爱。
And we can exercise this love.
我们首先要进入这个感觉里头。
And we need to enter into this feeling.
弟兄姐妹的事情。
And the problems of our brothers and sisters.
也是我的事情。
It's also my problem.
弟兄姐妹的软弱。
And their weakness.
也是我的软弱。
It's also my weakness.
我们不要袖手旁观。
No, we cannot just stand on, be bystanders.
我们也不要在旁边，好像跟我们是没有关系一样。
And as if it has nothing to do with us.
我记得上一次，弟兄跟我们交通到主怎么样恢复彼得。
I remember last week, our brother's fellowship with us, how the Lord has restored Peter.
主三次问他说：“你爱我吗？”
Three times the Lord asked him, "Do you love me?"
后来主就呼召彼得来跟随他。
And then Lord called out Peter to follow him.
那当彼得呢要跟随主的时候
And when Peter was ready to follow the Lord,
他看见旁边还有一个弟兄。
And he saw another brother next to him.
那个弟兄应该就是约翰。
And it was John.
是主所爱的那个门徒。
The one that Jesus loved.
彼得就问主说那个人将来怎么样。
So Peter asked, what about that man?
当然主没有回答彼得这个问题。
Of course, Jesus did not answer his question.
那我愿意借着这件事情呢跟当中你们我们一起来看这个人后来怎么样
Through this event, I want to share with you what happened to John.
我们知道使徒约翰后来为主的缘故他也被监禁在巴摩的海岛
You know, for the sake of the Lord, he was imprisoned in the Isle of Patmos.
他在那里写了启示录
And there he wrote the book of Revelation.
我们知道约翰后来也写了约翰一二三书
And he also wrote the first, second, and third book of John.
他根据出席教会的教父他们所记载的教会的历史
And according to the church history that was recorded
他告诉我们当老约翰从巴摩海岛被释放出来以后
When old apostle John was released from the Isle of Patmos
他就在以弗所那一带来服侍主的教会
He served the church near the church of Ephesus
直到他离世归主
Until the day he died
到他年纪老到个地步呢他已经不能够走路了
And when he was so advanced in age, he could not walk anymore.
比我们魏弟兄更加的老迈。
And he was even older than our brother Wei.
然后呢，就有弟兄姐妹呢，就把老约翰呢，就抬到聚会中来。
So brothers and sisters will carry him to the meeting.
就把他抬到讲台。
Will carry him to the podium.
然后让老约翰继续的来用主的话语来劝勉弟兄姐妹
that our brother can share and encourage the church with the word of the Lord
当每次弟兄姐妹把老约翰抬到聚会当中来释放主的话语
and every time John was carried into the meeting to release the word of the Lord
老约翰每一次他都会说到一句话
and every time he would say this one word
小子们啊你们要彼此相爱
little children love one another
每一次他都这样子说你们要彼此相爱
Every single time he will repeat love one another
直到最后一次他在聚会当中讲到
Until the last time he was preaching in the church
他仍然说了这句话你们要彼此相爱
And he said little children love one another
当他讲完这句话之后
After he finished
在那一天他就离世归主
And on that day he left to be with the Lord.
所以我们看见从约翰的心里面也看见主的心意。
So from his heart, we saw the heart of the Lord.
就是小子们啊，你们要彼此相爱。
Little children, love one another.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你的话语。
Lord, we truly thank you for your words.
主，我们实在知道你的命令是那样的简单。
We know your commandment is so simple.
是那样的荣耀。
It is so glorious.
是那样子能够 来为你做见证。
And he can bear testimony for you.
但主，我们也知道我们是何等的做不到。
Lord, we also know how incapable we are.
主，你告诉我们，我们若彼此相爱，人就认出我们是你的门徒。
Lord, you tell us, and if we love one another, then people will know that we are your disciples.
主，这实在是我们能够为你做见证一个最重要的一件事情。
This is truly the most important thing we can do to bear testimony for you.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
主啊，你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
但主啊，求你帮助我们。
But may you help us.
叫我们能够彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another.
主啊，叫你能够在我们中间得着你所喜悦的见证。
So that you can gain the testimony that delights you.
主，帮助我们。
Lord, help us
彼此相爱
to love one another.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.